Hello, this is Marvin Miller with another page from your American Heritage scrapbook. Theodore Roosevelt, rough rider, all-around sportsman, and president of the United States, waged a lifetime battle against complacency. He overcame a frail and asthmatic childhood by advocating the strenuous life. Courage, endurance, and stamina were component parts of his personal creed. It was in 1898 that T.R. resigned as Secretary of the Navy to lead Colonel Leonard Wood's Rough Riders on the charge up San Juan Hill. War-born popularity won him the governorship of New York in that same year and made him President McKinley's running mate in the election of 1900. A year later, McKinley was assassinated, and Roosevelt became president. His motto for 7 years was, "Speak softly and carry a big stick." During his second term as chief executive, he launched construction of the Panama Canal, and he also became the first president to set foot on foreign soil. In 1910, he became the first president to ride in an airplane, although by then he had been out of office for 2 years. Running for president on the Progressive Party ticket in 1912, T.R. displayed his familiar campaign vigor. At Milwaukee, a would-be assassin's bullet failed to silence his big voice and heart. With the bullet lodged in his chest, he delivered his scheduled speech. Yes, Theodore Roosevelt believed in the strenuous life, in running the risk of wearing out rather than rusting out. This he advocated for the individual, the community, and the nation.
Go on, kid, keep talking. I'm loving every minute of it.
Oh, well, that's about it. When she got through telling me, I walked out. And here I am. She was against the idea, but I told her she'd done enough harm, and I was doing things my own way now.
Hey, you hear that, Carlos? Mm-hmm. Candy? Boy's got spunk like his old man. I was right about him, wasn't I?
Yeah, looks like.
But you won't be sorry, kid. You and me are going to hit it off great. Now on, wherever I go, you go with me. You'll see what living is really like. No more psalm singing from here in.
How's that sound, Ben?
Sounds all right, Candy.
Yeah, just like his old man. I told you, Carlos.
Ollie, I'm afraid it won't work.
Why not?
Ma won't let me go with you.
How's she going to stop you?
I thought you said you were doing things your own way now.
I am.
So, how's she going to stop you?
By going to the FBI.
The what?
That'd be a big help. They've been trying to find me for months.
Well, she was going to fix that. By following me and Candy, she'd find where you were, then call the FBI.
Following us?
Yeah, that was the idea. The FBI's probably outside by now. That's why I can't go.
Benny,
Shut up, Carlos. Kid, I got no enjoyment for beat around the bush. You better start talking straight.
Okay, here it is straight. Ma told me about you. All about you. And why she kept it from me all those years. When she got through telling, I told her what I thought of her. How wonderful I thought she was.
Huh?
And how I was going to see to it that a filthy scum like you would never bother her again.
Lord, shut up. What else?
I said I didn't know where you were, but I knew someone who'd lead me to you. I told her to follow and then call the cops. She was against the idea, like I said, but I told her I was doing things my own way from now on. I walked out and here I am. Is that straight enough for you?
That's straight enough.
Benny, I
said shut up.
We gotta get out of town, Benny. Get out
you
fast.
You too, Candy. Close your yap. I was wrong about you, kid. For a while there, I thought I saw a lot of me in you. I was dead wrong. You haven't got nothing of me. Nothing at all. Candy, answer it.
Hello?
Listen carefully. This is a federal officer speaking. I'm directing everyone in that room to surrender. Open the door and walk out with your hands up. You have exactly 60 seconds to come out. After that, we're coming in.
Well?
That was the cop. They're waiting outside the door for us.
Okay. We fixed that.
Benny, don't be a fool. What chance do
Benny,
we got?
Put the gun down.
Yeah, they're outside the door, so we get out to the roof. They won't shoot at the kid, will they?
Now, wait a minute.
Come on, you. One phony move, this goes off, right? You're back. Up in the window, Candy.
Not me. I'm staying here.
Carlos.
I'm not going with you,
Ben. They won't shoot at the
I'm
kid.
I'm not going with you.
Okay. Okay, the kid and me will go without you. Come on.
Look.
Never mind. Look. Do like I tell you. Go on. Get out.
They got the place surrounded. You haven't a chance.
Up the escape. Go on.
Up.
Is it you, Dell?
Yeah.
Come on down from there, you Dell. Come down and my men have orders to shoot.
Okay, so let them shoot. You'll only hit the boy.
Go on, kid, up the stairs.
No.
Go up, you hear me? Go up or I'll shoot. Go up, you hear me?
Light, Bruce.
Okay, kid, you asked for it. You asked for it.
Get those lights off me. Get them off me and you get it too.
There he goes, Jim.
Get them off me and you get it too. Get those lights off me. I'm warning you.
With the recovery of young Ben Udell from the gunshot wound inflicted by his father, the United States attorney presented the whole story of tax evasion and coercion to a federal grand jury. Benny Udell, Ramon Carlos, Miguel Trella, and a score of others were indicted on various counts, brought to trial, and convicted. Mrs. Udell, though guilty of concealing a crime, was given a suspended sentence in view of both the circumstances and her son's action in helping to dissolve the smoke ring.
This is the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.